子供の時になんかあの漫画で、漫画のシーン
When I was a child, I watched manga, Japanese animation, on TV. I was fascinated by the images of small robots, that is, transformers, becoming larger robots that are themselves a complete form. I wanted to apply this concept of transformation to a chair. The designer, Tokujin Yoshioka.
This chair is made of one of the oldest and most traditional materials on Earth.
Curator, Paola Antonelli.
And that's paper. It comes flat, and it's made of pleated paper, like a Chinese lantern. Once you open it with an accordion-like movement, it reveals itself, yet it doesn't have its shape yet. In order to give it its shape, you have to sit on it. The chair is a collaboration between the designer and the owner. The weight of your body will move the surface and make it accept the impression of your body. The chair that you see here has my impression in it. It's the chair that I sat on once. What is interesting is that once you've sat in it the first time, the chair does not give in at all. It's kind of uncanny how, even though the material is apparently so fragile, in a way, it is as permanent and sturdy as clay or marble. For a very long time, design, especially industrial design, has been about repetition and standards. It is only quite recently that designers have been able to insert variation and personality within the manufacturing process. It really is something that has given designers a completely new degree of freedom.
The designer's work is not just designing form. My principle is to design the process before a form emerges. That, I believe, is really the way to create a simple and powerful form.